And here's a story. The name will make you laugh, but the intention and what they raise money for is something very, very meaningful. And it's appropriate to talk about it now because each year from August through Breast Cancer Awareness Month, communities across South Africa are encouraged to donate gently used bras, sometimes their own, to those undergoing screenings. And it's called I Love Boobies Gently Worn Bra Campaign, and it's in partnership with SCP Radiology. Now, the campaign doesn't just promote early detection. It restores dignity and comfort to women who need it the most. Here's a statistic for you. 1 in 27 South African women are at risk of developing brain cancer. And so this initiative brings compassion, support, and hope through simple acts of kindness. Joining me now is Philippa Brinkman, who is the key voice behind I Love Boobies, the gently worn bra campaign. Philippa, thanks so much for joining us. Where did the name I Love Boobies Gently come from?
So I Love Boobies was started in about 2016. We know the name raises an eyebrow. We fully intended for that to be the case because breast cancer is something that needs to be spoken about. I can't say that there was a particular moment where it suddenly came up. It kind of just developed over time.
I love the name. The eyebrows it's raising are good ones.
Exactly. You know, when we're able to talk about difficult things and if we bring it in a way that doesn't feel too difficult to talk about, you know, we can speak about things that are difficult for people to talk about. And
exactly.
That's important, whether it be breast cancer, mental health, whatever it is. And that's what we hope that name does.
What inspired the campaign? And aside from the statistic, 1 in 27 South African women at risk of developing breast cancer, why is it so important?
Well, you know, it's quite a random disease. I mean, there are things that we know that we can do to keep ourselves healthy. So having a look at things like smoking, alcohol usage, being active, leading an active lifestyle, looking at what you eat are all good and do help to maintain a healthy body. However, we will all know stories of people who have led healthy lives, who have not had breast cancer in their families, who still develop it. And so early detection really is key. It is so important for women to get to know what their normal is. Because once you know what your normal is, if something feels a little bit amiss, you're going to be in a good position to be able to have it seen to feel like that is the right thing to do at the right time, and pick up these things early, because that is what is going to potentially give you an opportunity to save your life.
Philippa, what drew you to the campaign? Do you have a personal connection in any way or a story with breast cancer?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 35. I was a wife, I was a mom to a little four-year-old. It was the last thing that I thought I would get. I have lived a really healthy life. I spent my 90s childhood outdoors. I'm very sporty. I didn't have a history of it in the family. And so, like so many people who develop something like breast cancer, you just don't think it's going to be you. And I happened to be riding a mountain bike race a good few years afterwards and saw an I Love Boobies sticker on the back of a car, and that got me looking into what it's about, and I became an ambassador for the brand for about 4 or 5 years, and then moved into working here full-time as an employee a little bit after that. So yes, I have a very strong tie to it because I have walked the journey.
And how are you now?
I am fine. I am. It's 13 years down the line. It feels like it was a lifetime ago, which I'm very grateful for. It's lovely to be part of something that I think takes you out of your own breast cancer story. I think it's not somewhere I wanted to be stuck, and to move on to do other things, but also being involved in that space, which I think is meaningful. Because I do bring my own story, yeah. But I'm healthy, I'm well, I'm active, I live a beautiful, full life.
And that's wonderful to hear. And, you know, you yourself will be an inspiration to women who maybe are struggling through the difficult time of maybe having breast cancer. I know that you have a partnership with SCP Radiology, which I understand is a center in the Western Cape that has been providing medical imaging services. What is the partnership about, and how does the partnership enhance the impact of your campaign, both practically and emotionally?
So SCP have been incredible. When we screen women, we will take our screening team, which is generally nurses, to farms, factories, warehouses, sometimes quite rural places where women have barriers to being able to be screened and learn about breast cancer and sort of pick up that knowledge. And when we find anomalies during that screening process where the ladies will be educated, but then also receive a clinical examination by the nurse. When those anomalies are found, what we don't want to do is identify that there is an anomaly and then walk away. We need to provide a solution, and that's where SCP comes in. They have practices across the Western Cape. We have other radiology partners and private practices as well, and we refer the ladies from wherever they are to their closest SCP. We tend to join up with the employers who will help us with other barriers like transportation that these ladies may face. They will get a free mammogram from SCP. And thereafter, if needed, they will get a biopsy. And pathology is covered, all of this free of charge to her. And then if she gets to a point of diagnosis, she will be fully diagnosed and packaged, ready to be fed into the state hospital system. So we close the loop from finding something all the way through to surgery or treatment with the help of our private radiology partners.
That's incredible. Why is donating a gently worn bra so meaningful for women undergoing breast cancer screenings?
Well, a lot of the ladies that we see are from underserved communities. They don't have things like medical aid, and many of them have to make a choice between something like putting food on the table for their children and being able to have themselves seen to if they have a concern around their health. So providing them with a dignity garment, like a gently used bra, enhances that experience. It makes them feel like you've come for this, but you're also going to go away with something that is a thank you from us and from our community for taking care of yourself and thereby also taking care of your community, your family, the people with whom you are in direct contact. But also, yeah, it's to provide that dignity. It enhances that experience so much more.
And that dignity is so important. Philippa, when you talk about a gently worn bra, what are you talking about? I mean, what would be the alternative? And on that topic, where can people drop off their bras?
Okay, so yes, we would like it not to be a well-worn bra. It needs to be a bra that you would hand over
to someone,
happily to somebody, if you are personally giving it to them. So it's that bra that we all have.
We probably have more than one.
Those bras that we wore once or twice,
yeah,
and they just didn't quite fit properly. We threw them in the back of the cupboard, and where on earth do you actually get rid of that type of garment? There isn't really that many places that you could. So it's to go into your cupboard and dig out those bras that you bought that are in good condition, that are washed, that are clean, that we can hand over to somebody else. So we take them, we repackage them. They get packaged in an individual packet. They get the sizes put on the outside. A thank you card goes into it, so that the women get to choose a bra that is sized correctly for them, not just any old bra. It's something that they can actually use. There are two ways of getting involved. The first is you can order your own bra collection box off our website, and it will be delivered to you, and you can put it in your place of work, in your gym, at your child's school, potentially wherever you have a sphere of influence or a community that could potentially donate. So that is one way that you can get involved. At the end of October, you let us know that your bras have been collected, and we'll get couriers to bring them back to us. Or you can have a look at our website. We're busy putting together our list of drop-off points. SCP radiology practices are one of those points, so all of their practices have a box. However, there are many other places across the whole of South Africa that have boxes at their shops in many different communities where you can drop off bras into their boxes. So you need to go to our website and have a look at that. I don't think it's up yet. We're just getting some together, but it should be up by the end of this week, and you can find a place closest to you that you can donate.
And lastly, have there been any memorable stories or feedback from women who've received these gently worn donated bras, or even from survivors on your team?
You know, we were just talking about one today. So sometimes people who have walked their own breast cancer journey may donate mastectomy bras or even prostheses that they haven't used. And so we'll find all kinds of things in our boxes. And the other day we went to a screening where there was an employee who was part of the group of women, and she didn't have a prosthesis. And many of these ladies, you would notice if you were, you know, interacted with them, they take socks and they stick them into their bras to be able to create that sort of look of feeling normal.
And
so she said, "Do you have any prosthetics?" And we said, "Yeah, we do. We have a pile of them that we've collected." And she was able to be gifted that. And what an incredible gift for somebody in the public who didn't use hers. It was beautifully boxed, unused, that we could give that gift to her of real dignity, especially when she's gone through that process.
That's such a beautiful story and such a beautiful campaign. I'm looking at your website now, and as you correctly say, it's all over the country. It's iloveboobies.co.za. Philippa Brinkman, I Love Boobies spokesperson, thank you for your time and for giving us insight into how your campaign, I Love Boobies, and SCP Radiology are making meaningful strides, one gently worn bra at a time.